Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, a podcast for women who are fed up of being tired, bloated, and riding the hormonal roller coaster. This is for you if you're ready to create a better belly and gut health, balance your hormones, and create a more peaceful, happier mind. I'm Kezia Hall, your host, holistic nutritionist, coach, mom to young kids, trauma thriver, science, and holistic geek. And this show explores my three-part methodology, the three F's for feeling good: food, feelings, and function. So if you're ready to create pain-free periods or ditch the toilet, food, and IBS drama and just create a normal, joyful relationship with your body and with the food that you eat without overwhelm, restriction, or crazy health obsession, this is the podcast for you, and I am so glad that you are here. Let's get started with today's episode. Maybe you don't need more therapy. Maybe you need to support your brain. That's what we're looking at today. Maybe a slightly provocative title, but I have some thoughts on this. As someone that has done a fair amount of therapy and really values it, I really value it and think it's great and recommend it often. So this isn't a diss on therapy, but I just wonder how often are we missing the brain, the practical nourishment of our brains? We kind of jump to talking about stuff and jump to therapy, which is well researched and really helpful. But how nourished is our brain with sleep, with vitamins, with fats, with minerals, with its fuel that it needs? How well fueled are our brains? Because I can tell you, it's going to be really struggle for you to create all these new thoughts and all these new habits and these beliefs and identities if your brain is probably quite poorly nourished and struggling and surviving. In order for you to deal with whatever symptom that you're in therapy for, whether it's anxiety, depression, or trauma, one of the things that you're trying to do is create more safety in your body. And the easiest, the easiest and simplest ways of creating more safety is making sure that your organs and your body is really well nourished. And that is what we are looking at today. So I have a lot to say about this, but I hope that this helps. I am so passionate about supporting people with mental health. Most of my clients come to me with various mental health issues alongside the hormone issues and the gut issues and the autoimmune issues and the skin issues. You know, there's always a mental health component there because the brain plays a role in everything. So whether you're struggling with your mental health or not, we really need to learn to support our brains. We need to learn to support our children's brains 100%. There's so much brain support that needs to happen. That's kind of why I started working with this charity that I now work for a couple of days a week, which is all about optimizing nutrition for mental health, because we're just missing so many opportunities to like create more resilient, robust, healthy brains. And when you have more resilience in your brain, you have more resilience in your hormones, in your gut, in your skin, in your sleep, in everything. Okay, so let's dive into this podcast. It's going to be really, really good. If you want to join me on the spring workshops, make sure you do. Also, I'll be announcing soon, or I might have already announced, about my retreat happening, the next in-person luxury meditation, detox, and yoga retreat. So that will be in the show notes. That will be around on Instagram and at keziahall.com. There's also the spring workshop, so do make sure you come along to that. I think I've got two more left. But you can grab the replay of all of them. And yeah, I would love to speak to you, but I'd love to see you in there in the workshop. Okay, let's dive in. Heads up, I have got something very exciting happening in April and May. On the 15th of April, I am beginning my spring workshops. I'm doing three different workshops on different topics, which will be like small workshop group coaching settings to help you sort out your hormones, your body, your belly, and feel really good. So if you're in need of a reset, if you need some support, if you need the blueprint, the strategy, if you need to know exactly what to eat, what to do, how to sort out your hormones, how to sort out your IBS, how to sort out your body composition, then this is for you. The first workshop is the 15th of April. That's going to be all around gut health, from beating the bloat and IBS. Then 2 weeks later, we've got how to balance your hormones from periods to perimenopause, what you need to eat, take, in order to stay happy, balanced, and well. And the third one is all around body composition. So you can come to all of them. You can come to one of them. Head to keziahall.com/spring in order to find out more. So that's keziahall.com/spring to pick your workshop, to buy the bundle. And this, if you sign up for the whole bundle, then this is really going to become like a 6-week program of that regular accountability. And I will be sharing with you the blueprint that you need. And you can come to each workshop, take 2 weeks to implement, come to the next one, take 2 weeks to implement, come to the next one, 2 weeks to implement. You see how I worked it out that way? These workshops are going to be so essential for you hitting the reset button, building the right foundations in when it comes to your eating and supplementation and lifestyle choices, but also when it comes to kickstarting you so that when time summer comes, you can feel incredible. So keziahall.com/spring, join me in the spring workshops. I'd love to see you there. So hear me out on this one. The title is deliberately provocative because I just want to share a different opinion and an insight from my own experience of therapy and doing lots of different things to support my own complex PTSD and trauma work and mental health, all these kind of things. And it's the idea that maybe for some of us, we don't need more therapy. Maybe we need some therapy. We actually need to support our brain. This is a part of our mental health. Nourishing and supporting your brain doesn't get talked about when it comes to mental health. It's like the organ just gets missed out. We kind of get told maybe there's some neurotransmitter imbalances, here's some medication, and maybe do some therapy. And this episode isn't to bash any of those things. I have had lots of therapy. I think it's great. I will continue to have more therapy in future. As of recording this, I'm not currently in any. I'm taking a bit of a break, but I've basically had constant therapy for like the last 5 years. So, and it's been really helpful. I've really found some of the therapy that I've done super, super informative. So this isn't to say don't necessarily get therapy. This is more about, okay, there is more options available. So much of what I do as a holistic nutritionist is just letting people know like, hey, you think you have one option. You actually have like 10 things available that I think could very likely help you. So maybe you don't actually need more therapy. Maybe you need to support your brain so that all the therapeutic work that you have done can really sink in. I was chatting about this with a client the other day, and this is something that I've been thinking about a lot in terms of just the mental health space and living with, you know, I do work with a lot of people where there's trauma, because often when there's chronic health conditions, there's trauma involved somewhere. And what is really going to help people feel better, because that's really the crux of what I do, is I just want you to be well. I want you to be your radiant, confident, happiest, healthiest self, whatever parameters that is for you uniquely. And I know that you can be. So when it comes to our mental health, maybe you're struggling with anxiety or depression, maybe you have PTSD or complex PTSD, maybe you're diagnosed with bipolar, a whole host of things could be going on. What I want to introduce in this podcast and what I do with my clients, what I've done with myself, and what I think needs to be talked about more is that, yes, do therapy if you need therapy. It's super useful. Like, hello, I've done it. Great. But maybe you don't actually, if you're someone, because this is a bugbear I have, is I can see people that have done therapy and I maybe found some of it helpful, but maybe still struggling. And they are literally paying zero attention to other lifestyle factors, to the food they eat, to the sleep that they get, to how hydrated they and it irritates me, because I'm like, it feels like if you're going to therapy to get tools and expertise on how to heal your brain, essentially, you need to pay some attention to your brain and your body, like the physiology of it. It's almost like just, we think we go to therapy that it's really going to work just because we talk into the air. No, it will work when there's your body is well-resourced and receptive to create these new neural pathways. And how do we practically do that? Yes, we can do that through talking and through trauma work, which I've done and has been so helpful and liberating. But your brain at the end of the day needs to be nourished. It needs certain ingredients to function. Like, that is how the body works. And your mental health lives within your body. Your brain is within your body. So just to spend 10 years talking and pay zero attention to the food you eat, the sleep that you have, how hydrated you are, the way you move your body seems foolish, honestly. Seems like a waste of money, because you probably get way, you'd be way more, let's just say, receptive, or that therapy, that therapeutic work might really stick in easier if your brain and your body was really well resourced for those new pathways, for that transformation, for that healing to happen. Whereas we kind of just think, well, I'll just keep going to therapy and just keep going and keep going and keep going. No, maybe you actually need to assess and look at, okay, yes, therapy might be helpful, but how is my brain doing? How is my sleep? What about the rest of my life? Because your mental health doesn't just live in this vacuum. It's impacted by your whole environment. And just spending a lot of money going to therapy, which it can, you know, I spent thousands and thousands on therapy, and a lot of it has been really useful and seen a great return on that investment. And so would pay it again, for sure. I also see people where, and I've worked with lots of clients that have maybe come to me and they have done a lot of therapy for a long, long time, but they've actually, the progress they've made is very limited, and they've maybe just created this kind of codependent relationship that feels a little bit trapping. Whereas I wonder, and this is still a bit of a hypothesis, this isn't a PhD I've researched, I wonder how effective therapy would be if your brain was really well supported. So what do I mean by your brain being well supported? So let's think about, your brain is full of cells, it's full of fat, it's full of mitochondria. And you know, your brain is constantly growing and repairing. The problem with things like Alzheimer's is that parts of the brain start to die and they don't turn back on. So we want this cellular regeneration going on in our brain, new neurons, new things being built in our brain. That's just how, it's just what happens in the body. And so in order to do that, just like the rest of your body, just like your skin, that your body needs nourishment in order to create these skin cells, which is why if you don't eat and you don't drink water and you don't sleep, you die. Because without those things, you can't regenerate. Our brain is the same. It needs certain things in order to be healthy, in order to be nourished, in order to create these new cells and these new neurons and get things firing in all the right places. And I'm by no means a brain expert, but the more that I've worked with people, the more that I look into the research, when you're looking at thyroid health and your womb and PCOS and your gut health, so much signaling comes first from the brain. So if you're looking to improve your gut health and you're looking to improve your ovaries and your womb, if you're looking to improve your skin, you have to support the brain, not just for things like bipolar and anxiety and depression. You need to also look at it and support that for other health areas, for your periods, for your bloating, for IBS as well. So the brain needs to be supported. It needs certain key ingredients. And I wonder if maybe when we did therapy, this is an experiment I would love to do, is you did some really good quality evidence-based therapy. And also at the same time, the person got given, even just it was supplements, because supplements make for easy, good trials, if you see what I mean. It's a very clear, concise way of doing it. You gave people some of these key ingredients to help nourish their brain. And just seeing how they felt, how their anxiety was, how their symptoms were, I think would be really interesting. Maybe there has been research that has done that. So what are these nutrients I'm talking about, and what are some of the ways we nourish our brain? Well, there's loads of ways to nourish the brain. And I'm going to just go into a couple. This isn't a comprehensive list, but you know, sleep, quality sleep is where the brain heals and repairs, where the body heals and repairs. So I talk about sleep a lot. I will continue to talk about sleep. It is one of the most strategic and productive things you can work on, is improving your quality of sleep. And yes, you can do that even if you have small children. It requires boundaries, support, intentionality, but sleep's really important. Another thing that's really important is what fuels your brain. So your brain needs energy, and it likes energy either from glucose or ketones. Those are the two main fuels that your brain does well on: glucose, ketones. So you need to make sure you're really nourishing your brain. And so what that means is making sure you are not flooding your brain with excessive amounts of glucose, meaning eating far too much sugar, having poorly managed insulin management, you know, and that you're metabolically flexible, meaning you're able to burn glucose for fat, for energy, sorry, and you're able to burn ketones, which is a type of fat, for energy as well. And so creating this metabolic flexibility that typically gets damaged if you eat a higher carb standard Western diet of just carbs all the time and do very little movement or exercise. So the fuel of your brain really matters. And I'm not going to go dive into those two things much, but there's also certain nutrients. And this is probably the clearest example I can give you here. But again, there's lots of nuance, there's lots more information. So things like if we're talking about the building of your brain needs something called DHA fatty acids, which are a type of omega-3 fatty acids. You might have heard of omega-3s. They're in like chia seeds, they're in oily fish, they're in like certain oils out there. So the brain is primarily made from fat. So we need the healthy ratio of fat in our brain, and things like fish oils. There's loads of research around fish oil being a natural antidepressant, having this antidepressant effect with very little side effects. Lots and lots of research around fish oil supporting mental health. Lots of research around fish oil supporting so many aspects, so many inflammatory diseases because of these types of fats, of the omega-3 fats. So you have DHEA and you have something called EPA, fatty acids. You don't really need to know. You don't need to dive into this unless you're a geek like me. But these types of fats can be really anti-inflammatory and nourishing to the body, not just the brain, the whole, your skin, your thyroid, your all of these things. But really important, DHA fat, especially really important for the brain and for your brain cells. That's why when you're pregnant, it's recommended that a lot of pregnancy prenatals contain DHA fatty acids, because it's really important for that brain development, that baby's brain development. Is why when you're breastfeeding and if you're looking at or formula feeding, you'll see that often they have DHA fatty acid added in because it's so essential for that brain development. So I combination fed all of my kids, and so I always gave them additional, made sure they were getting additional DHA fatty acid. And also when, as I was breastfeeding them as well as formula feeding them, that I was getting good amounts of omega-3 fatty acids, especially DHA, because the research is really clear on brain development. And I tell you all of that because it's just important to the brain, even if you're not a baby anymore, but your brain still really needs these essential fatty acids in order to be well. So we have that component. And where do you get these DHA fatty acids on? It's mainly from things, it's mainly from marine foods like fish. You can get some vegan sources, but it's mainly going to be coming from your oily fish or some kind of like vegan supplement where it maybe has concentrated algae in there. But generally speaking, it's going to be coming from fish, which a lot of kids, a lot of adults aren't eating. So there's just one way. You could have done 10 years worth of therapy, but you've maybe never nourished your brain and you're really lacking in these omega-3 fats, especially DHA, which is going to create inflammation and struggle and not be optimal for your brain functioning. So imagine if you were doing all this great therapeutic work and your brain had all of the right, this abundance of ingredients to help with shifting and healing and changing. Imagine you were doing a bunch of really difficult trauma work and working with someone who was trained in that, and you're doing maybe EMDR or all some of these other techniques that are really draining, having done them, but can be really effective. Imagine if your brain was really nourished through that process. It had more than it needed, an abundance of ingredients to create all of this new stuff you're asking it to create. Another example is B12. So your B vitamins, B12, folate, and B6 all play a role and contribute to your brain structure in the process of methylation. But even if we go back to those fatty acids, DHA, in order for those DHA, let's say, to become active and useful in the brain, there needs to be B12 there. And so studies show that when you bring those two things together, then that is where you can really lower something called your homocysteine levels. Anyway, we don't need to dive into all of these things. I don't want to just bore you with all the geeky science, But that's where you can, and we know those two things together make a big difference. So if we made this really simple and you were maybe eating more fish and taking some fish oil and you were getting some B vitamins and B12 and maybe folate and B6, how much more effective maybe could this trauma work or this therapeutic work or this, how much benefit would your mental health have from that? Probably a lot. Especially with the research around fish oil is really good from a mental health perspective. But if you added in the B12 and the folate and these other things that we know play a role in our mental health, we know play a role in our methylation, in our DNA replication, in our cellular replication, how much more effective could therapy be? How much more effective could your meditation be? Could your journaling practices be? Could all the tools that you have in place? Because before I did a lot of, I've always struggled with anxiety due to a lot of the, now what I now know as trauma and abuse in my childhood, which I only remembered after I gave birth to my children. So the last 5 years has been the process of me remembering a lot of really horrific stuff. And then, you know, going through a lot of getting a lot of support, essentially. But it makes sense. But I've always experienced anxiety and depression. And obviously, as you know, a whole host of health issues, which are now like, oh, well, that's really obvious for why I struggle with that from such a young age, because of these experiences that happened to me as a child. And so I've always been anxious. So I always had a lot of tools, right? I knew meditation was good. I knew exercise was good. I knew, you know, I had lots of tools in place. But when I really started to nourish my brain and also get that therapeutic support, that's when I really noticed things shifting. So I just want to encourage you to remember your brain. Okay? Remember your brain. Maybe you are dealing with a lot of mental health issues. Maybe you have a lot of trauma in your past. Maybe you've just been struggling with depression, anxiety, and you don't really know why. And you've been trying things to help, but you're just like, oh, you've done some CBT, you've done some, and you're just like, oh, remember, nourish your brain. Nourish your brain. Think, and if nothing else, start with eating more fish. Start eating more fish, getting oily fish, sardines, mackerel, salmon, smoked salmon, anchovies if you like them. Nourish your brain so that the belief I have is that my brain is actually for me. It wants to protect me. It's here for my highest good. But before that, it's mainly here for my survival. It wants me to survive. And so when you can really nourish your brain, I think, this is not research, this is the Kezia Hall opinion, there's a part of me that wonders if I really nourish my brain and give it more than it needs of these fats, of these minerals, of these vitamins, of sleep, and the more it can focus less on my survival and more on my highest good. Because some of the anxiety you have, some of the symptoms you have, in an inadvertent way, will probably be your body and your brain trying to protect you, to keep you from harm. And they probably doesn't realize that it's maybe harming you. So the more safety you can bring to your brain through flooding it with all the right ingredients and nutrients it needs for optimal function, the safer your brain might feel. And then how's that going to affect your symptoms and your body and your mental health? I mean, I think it's going to affect it in a really powerful way. So I hope this has been helpful. If you are struggling with anxiety, if you're struggling with depression, remember your brain. And if you know you need some help, if you need some support, come and work with me. As of recording this, I have space for new clients. I'm not sure if I will, but wherever you're at, book your Well Woman audit, keziahall.com/audit. And we'll do a holistic health assessment, see where you're at, and then you can take it from there and figure out what's going to work for you. Okay? I'm sending you lots and lots of love, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye. Are you wondering what the heck is going on with my body? What is with the bloating, the hormonal roller coaster, the pain, the fatigue, your inability to lose weight? And you know you want things to change, like that, you're very clear on that. You want something to change, but you have no idea what direction to head in. You read stuff, you listen to stuff, but how do you know where to begin? How do you know where to start? What's the first steps? If that's you, then I want to give you some answers within the next 10 minutes. Go to keziahall.com/quiz to do the free Gut Goddess quiz, and I'm going to point you in the right direction, give you three things that are going to help you, help your symptoms, and get you started so that things feel clear, doable, and that you can actually see some big shifts. So go to keziahall.com/quiz, complete the quiz.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And if you haven't left me a review yet, please go to iTunes, scroll down, look at ratings and review, and give me a 5-star review and leave a few comments. That really helps the podcast to reach more people. And if you want to know more about anything I mentioned in the podcast, you can go to the show notes at keziahall.com/blog. And I would love to hear from you if you have any other questions. And please share this podcast with anyone that you know that you find helpful. Screen share it, put it on Instagram, Facebook, put it in your WhatsApp groups, screenshot it, share it with a friend. The more people that hear about this show, the merrier, because more and more women need to know how good they get to feel. So thank you for being here, and I will see you next week.